I just think his poise and his playmaking. Obviously, you could tell right away he'd been there before, and then he did what we needed him to do, play good, sound football, but also be ready to make big plays, and he provided that as well.
Chance graded out on film.
Chance graded out really well. I mean, played well in all aspects. That was good to see. Good for us, good for him and his confidence and what we expected, but good job for Chance.
How important was it to sort of send a message to the team without Carson to say, you guys talked a lot last week about nothing changes with the offense, to be that aggressive, let Nick throw that much? How important was that to send a message to Lott?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and because that's honestly the way we felt to our core. It's part of our DNA. It's part of who we are. Starting from the head coach down through our offensive staff, we're aggressive. We think a lot about who we are, what we want to be. We want to take shots. We want to be aggressive in our play calling. And coach certainly provides us with that tone. And I think that carries through the players. They buy in. But yet still maintaining good, sound, disciplined football. And that's equally as important. And to show that we could lose our star, quote-unquote star player and franchise quarterback, and for Nick to step in and do the job he did was a good sign for everybody. It shows just what a team, how important it is. I don't care how great you are. The team thing can never be lost from this thing. And I think that's what we've been talking about all year, how special the chemistry is, how much the offense and the defense and the special teams, how close and how we're all behind each other. I think that really showed up.
Sean said that he was last in Nick's progressions on that touchdown. How many reads did Nick have to go through, and what does that say? You know, that was early in his first start.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just, again, indicative. It's just indicative of how hard each guy is playing, you know, how hard each guy is playing and running the route to his fullest. And I think they feed off that. So that's the thing with our quarterbacks. You know, certainly was with Carson, and Nick is plays slightly different. But those guys know the ball literally can go anywhere. And I give them credit for playing hard and expecting it.
You talked about the closeness of these guys. And when you look at how many different pieces you've had to integrate them along the way, is this the easiest group of guys you've ever been able to coach with?
I think this group of guys is as good as you could ask to be around. I mean, really the character and the work ethic, the camaraderie, just the commitment to the process that the coach and that our staff is always talking about. There's complete buy-in. It really helps that we've had the success in the execution. It's always easier to buy in when you're having the success that we've had. But I don't care what profession you're in, it's always hard to maintain that. And I think our guys have done an excellent job of maintaining a very high level throughout the season. And we're at a point right now where that can't change. That laser focus and preparation needs to continue.
Earlier this year when you played Denver, a big part of the game plan was, you know, Von Miller. How does Khalil Mack compare to that?
Yeah, I mean, Khalil's he's an elite pass rusher. I probably look at Von as, you know, he's certainly been around a few years longer, earned a few more stripes, but played against, you know, I've coached against Khalil a few times, so I have a lot of respect for him. They move him around more now than they have the last time that I coached against him. So you got to be prepared for that. You got to be able to adjust and know where he's going to be. And certainly as of late, their pressure on the quarterback has increased greatly over the last few games.
You guys saw a different Nelson Agholor in OTAs, in training camp. You guys talked about it a lot. Are you even seeing a different Nelson Agholor now as compared to what you were seeing in the OTAs and earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been incremental growth the whole way. His confidence, the juice and the energy that he brings to practice and his preparation, and it's been relentless. It's been consistent. He's reaping the benefits of all that. And I think now the next level is it's infectious on other players. I think there's always a point in time where if you go through a bad spell, you've got to first kind of defeat the enemy within. And now it goes from, hey, I'm past that now. Now what really great players do is they make the players around them better. And that's what we're seeing with Nelson because, he's in the right spot. He draws attention. Teams know that he has the vertical speed to get down the field. So he's not only making big plays for himself, but there's some things he's doing in route running that's opening things up for other guys as well.
Frank, with his lack of game experience if he had to come in, how capable is Nate Sudfeld with his he's just never really been out there?
Feel very confident and comfortable with Nate. You know, having been around the position a long time and getting a sense for what how guys see and think and understand the game and how they process it, seeing him work on the field, I just have a high degree of confidence. Ultimately, he hasn't done it, you know, in a game, so that part's still to be determined. But for as much confidence as you can have in a guy, he really mentally gets it. The way he talks about the game, it's just like, okay, yeah, this is it. He gets it. He talks about it just like Carson and Nick do. They're all on the same page. It's really comforting, even though he hasn't kind of done it live and in action in a regular season game, still a lot of confidence.
What really strengths when you look at him at practice?
I think he's an accurate passer. I think he's really good fundamentally. He has really good mechanics. I think he's accurate. I think he's a good decision maker. I mean, I think he had his best week of practice last week. You know, running scout team, he ran more scout team reps last week than he has obviously all year because Nick was taking all the first team reps. And to be honest, I mean, he was turning heads. Nate was turning heads in practice. Just ask anybody what kind of practice week Nate Sudfeld had last week. They'll tell you he was turning heads.
What makes Jason Kelce so good on those pull blocks? Beyond just the athleticism, you know, the speed and all that, but technique-wise.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true because I don't think there's anybody better. I mean, and it's I don't say something like that lightly. I mean, I understand there's a lot of great players in this league, but when it comes to a center pulling and getting on the edge and doing the things that Kelce does, I think first and foremost there is just he has unique and rare athleticism for a player at his position, and he utilizes that. But then because he's so smart and he can anticipate, you know, he knows the front, he knows where he has to get, he knows the departure angles that he has to take, he knows the dynamics of everything that's going on. It just makes him play faster. So he's got the physical ability to play fast, then he's got the mental ability to play fast, and then, you know, so, and he's playing at a very high level.
Those two screens to Ajayi and Jeffrey were two of the better screens you guys have executed this year. Jason was a big part of them. What else impressed you about those plays?
Yeah, I mean, the one to Alshon, I was very excited about that one. That's a screen, you know, that kind of outside tunnel screen. It's not one that we've run a lot this year. We've more run the inside screen stuff. But that's something that we just got to in the spur of the moment, was discussed during the week because of a few things that we saw. And Nick did a great job of getting to that. And then Alshon ran it to perfection. And like you said, not only did Kelce do a great job on that, but a big V did a great job on that screen. Because we're afforded that luxury. Because when you run those wide receiver screens, you got to have athletic tackles, you know, because they're setting and then they're getting out in the screen. We got two of the more athletic tackles right in the league. And then we got a center who can, if the guard can't get out, we got a center who can cover that up. So, and Kelce, but it all starts with the quarterback and the receiver, and they executed him very well. And Jay did a great job on his as well. Good timing and feel by him.
It's often said of a quarterback if he can just cut down the turnovers. As a quarterback, how hard is that to actually do to avoid turnovers?
Yeah, it's hard because, especially for our guys who are their like their head coach and like we are as an offensive staff, we preach touchdown, check down mentality. We want to push the ball down the field. We want to get chunk plays. When we get in the red zone, we want to throw the ball into the red zone. But we don't want to be – that's not an excuse to be careless. We still have to maintain discipline. So how do you be aggressive and be disciplined at the same time? Well, that's just a lot of preparation, a lot of practice, and a lot of mental drilling and having that unique it factor to be able to do that. That's why some guys make it and some guys don't. They can't figure out how to be aggressive and be disciplined at the same time. And, you know, obviously Nick has proven he knows how to do that.
What rosters have you announced tonight? You guys certainly have some candidates. Anyone that you would lobby for that maybe has been kind of drifting under the radar on this offense that a lot of people don't talk about but has played well?
Well, you know, as a – you know, in the position I'm in, I'm always particularly interested in promoting the guys up front because that's where I think it starts. And our whole offensive line has played great, but, you know, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, and Brooks, I mean, those guys are having Pro Bowl years for sure. We're getting really good offensive play across the board from all of our guys. Most importantly, though you like to acknowledge those individual efforts, but what makes the production that we've had and the success that we're having is that those guys don't care about that. They care about being a unit. We care about what we do together. They care about, that's a unique room. And so that ultimately is the most important thing, but sure, you like those guys to see them get acknowledged for the success that they've been having.
You mentioned Jay's screen pass. That's kind of been a dynamic that maybe, obviously, he's not going to be Darren, but could he help bring that dynamic back to the offense a little bit?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, it's interesting that, well, no one could be Darren. You're right. No one could be Darren on a screen. No one. No one ever, I don't think. But Jay, all of our backs, I think, have a good feel, and I think part of that is because Deuce really does a good job with those guys. But Jay pretty quickly showed that he had a knack for that. So we feel comfortable mixing all of our backs in on the screens. Jay certainly did a great job. In the last couple games, he's had two really nice ones where the timing and the feel and his location, you know, we talk a lot about exact spots to get to and adjusting, and he's done a really good job.
In what ways are you finding Carson is making his presence felt, even though he's just coming off of surgery?
You know, I mean, today he was back in the building and in the quarterback room and, you know, just being himself. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, it's about his rehab, but that's a tight-knit room now. You know, these rooms are our players are close, so three of those guys are really close. So his first and foremost, take care of rehab. Second, you know, support Nick and Nate. I mean, I remember the times that the couple times that I got into play and even as it got down the stretch to playoff time, and I still remember Jim Kelly, who was the franchise future Hall of Fame quarterback. It means so much to me to this day that when he got hurt, the support that he gave me, and I know that that's the kind of support that Carson has given to Nick and to Nate, and I just think it says a lot about that room. I think it says a lot about Carson that he wants to contribute however he can.
Carson, a back seat, Frank? Is he taking a back seat in the room, or how's that working now that he's not playing?
Yeah, I mean, yes, and he knows that it's, you know, hey, Nick's the guy, and that's the way it has to be. And the great thing is that room is so, it's so comfortable in there. It's such a good dynamic. I mean, he's not going to ever be a wallflower. I mean, he's gonna talk, and we're going to laugh, and he's going to give a couple ideas, but it's a really good dynamic.
Like what you're saying with Carson's impact, I remember a Green Bay game a couple of weeks ago on national TV, they were showing split screen Brett Hundley's delivery compared to Aaron Rodgers and how similar they had been, and they were also talking about just trying to mimic the other. Can you see that in Nick, in his game? Has Carson, what he's watched from Carson, have you seen anything similar, either physically or the way he leads the offense?
Well, I think that one thing that both of them can do exceedingly well is deliver the ball at all kinds of different arm angles. And I think that comes from different gifts. You know, I mean, Carson is this freakish athletic 6'5", 240-pound guy. And, you know, Nick is sneaky athletic in his own way. But Nick is like the point guard who, if he was playing a point guard in basketball, I mean, I'm sure he could deal the basketball now. This guy, you see him joking around in practice, giving no-look passes and stuff like that, throwing the ball behind his back with accuracy. That, you know, he just has that. He's just an NFL quarterback that is extremely talented. So, and one of the things he can do is deliver that ball at all kinds of angles and get it out quick, which is incredibly important because you get a lot of pressure in your face.
In Nick's best seasons, he played exclusively in the shotgun. How is he under center, and do you notice a difference in production under center and shotgun?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that he is he has played predominantly in shotgun, and we're predominantly a shotgun team. I don't know what our exact percentages are right now, but you know, we're intentional about working both. I know when Flip is drilling them, you know, we work a lot from under center as well. And I don't want to speak for Nick, but I think he's gotten more comfortable working from under center since being here because Carson likes being under center some. Carson doesn't want to be in gun all the time. Carson wants to, you know, he sometimes is asking to be under center. So so we have more stuff in under center. And I think Nick has bought into that and feels very comfortable under center.
Nick had four red zone touchdown passes Sunday to four different receivers. It's been like that all year. I think you guys have a half dozen guys with multiple red zone touchdown catches. How important has that been to your red zone success that spread the ball around down there?
it's incredibly important. And as a coach, and I know as it, that just fires you up. I mean, and you know that, because what we preach all the time is, you know, everybody, you know, route discipline, spacing is important, playmakers make plays. And so, you know, you design things, you put a lot of thoughts together, but at the end of the day, the players, it takes players making great plays. And that's what we're seeing. And then when the ball gets spread around, as a coach, that's kind of, hey, we don't care if one guy had all of the touchdowns or most of them, that would be great, just as long as we're scoring the points that we're scoring. But I do think there's value in the ball being spread around, that they can all share in the love, as they say.
Thank you, Frank.